Number 10,140, Lester and Barbara Dietrich, south of Road 349, west of West Ocean Road, being Lot 25 within the West Ocean Farms development. A variance from a maximum fence height requirement.
Good evening. Both going to testify?
No, you can.
Okay. Name and residence.
Lester Dietrich, 31282 West Ocean Drive, Dagsboro, Delaware.
Okay, Mr. Dietrich, do you swear or affirm the testimony gives you be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you. Take the podium and make your presentation.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Ma'am. I'm here this evening to request a variance of the height restriction of the county code in my fence situation. If I may give you guys a packet each, I have some photographs and some things I'd like you to see.
If you pass them down, please.
The situation I'm in, gentlemen, is the restriction of the county code calls for a 3.5-foot fence to be so far from the front property marker, then you can extend to 6 foot or greater. My situation is I have a purebred husky dog which has the ability to leap 6 feet, and it's a on the front page here, you'll see just a few statements that I found online from pretty reputable sites that describe some situations about that dog. My fence location is basically 1 foot inside my property line all the way around, 3 foot inside my property line on the front side. I do live in the center of a neighborhood, owning the house on one side of the neighborhood and the vacant back lot on the opposite side of the neighborhood, which page two will show you. In yellow is my property line. The blue area on 25 and 36 is my actual fence placement. You'll see prior to me installing my fence, property 19 already had a fence in their backyard, 6 foot. And in the red, a variance for a recent homeowner after my fence was installed to incorporate both of their lots into one to use as two lots, which I have here. Unfortunately, mine are on both sides of the neighborhood. The next picture just kind of shows the one of the dogs in subject that I'm talking about. Shows you he's a full-size dog. That's also the backyard with the fence. And behind that, you'll see it's totally wooded. There's no houses that would obstruct view to my property. And again, the next photograph is that same scene, but showing you from the back of my house that it is actually what I consider my backyard. Photo after that would be lot 24 to the north. And you'll see that without the fence even being there, the majority of his view is blocked by the apple orchard and some trees. And that would be his backyard. His house faces the opposite side of the road, so that would be the back side of his house. Next photograph would show from the road looking towards my house that the fence is at my property line. You can still see my house from the road standing there. You can still see over the fence, even though it is a 6 foot fence.
How far is it from your property line?
On that side, it's 3 foot. And that's the side in question. That's the side that would have to be 3.5 feet if the variance isn't approved.
Back to 40 feet.
Yeah. And then the last photograph just shows the backyard of the house and that corner side that would be the only area in question.
Did you have someone install your fence?
I did myself with a family member who was experienced in construction.
And you didn't obtain a permit?
I did not. Once I found out that I needed a permit, I came in to request one, and they asked me to wait till the variance trial.
Okay, because it shows you have no permit.
Correct.
Had you obtained a permit, it would have told you what the setback requirements were.
I did call, sir. When I was installing the fence, the secretary of neighborhood came up onto my property, and I asked him questions about restrictions of the neighborhood, and all he told me was that I couldn't have a fence, period. After not getting nowhere with him, I did call the county. Unfortunately, they didn't tell me I needed a permit. They just told me that I could put a 7-foot fence up to my property line we didn't understand. I didn't understand myself correctly enough to tell him how I was in the neighborhood. But I did make an effort once I found out that I was not in correct rules. I took the proper needs to try to take care of it.
But you do understand that any improvements you do to a property in Sussex
I do now.
County, you have to have
yes,
a permit.
Yes, sir. This is my first home I've ever owned. And not trying to say I shouldn't have looked into it further. I just did not know.
Well, do you understand your setback requirement of 3.5?
Yes, sir. Now I do.
30 feet back. So this board's going to rule on that portion of it. You're allowed to go up 7 feet.
Yeah, so
after that.
What I came to understand is that the front would have to be taken down to 3.5 feet.
That's correct.
Till I get back to 40 feet, and then it can go up to 6.
Well, are you on a subdivision road here, or are you?
It's a homeowner association, yeah.
Okay, no, you're right. It'd be 40 feet. You're facing 349? Mm-hmm. Road 349?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it would be 40 feet
correct.
Back from there. So this board has to rule on 40 feet of your fence.
And you're certain that the fence is 3 feet from the property line all the way down?
It's 1 foot off of the sides. I kept room on the sides, but in the front, it is 3 foot back from my property.
Property line and not the road?
Correct. No, it's 23 feet, I think, from the road.
Okay. Some people are...
No, I made sure to keep it beyond my property marker. I still have the markers in place from my original survey.
That's good.
Yeah, I know.
Some people don't.
What that means is the ordinance requires that from 40 feet in the front property line that you can only go 3.5 feet. After that, you can go higher.
Correct. How
far does your house sit from the property line?
It's on a whole nother lot. So basically, I have both lots, front side of neighborhood and back side neighborhood. So
you consider this your back property line for all
correct.
Intended purposes?
Yeah, photo.
Yeah, he's got two here. He's got a through lot.
Right.
Okay.
There's a photo in there that will show you a view kind of from the house.
He wants 3.5 feet from West Ocean Drive. You know, he wants a variance for that. And he wants the variance from the 40-foot setback from what's that road there? 349.
He's not on 349, though.
He's not
just
on
West Ocean Drive. No, it's just
no,
West
it's,
Ocean
it's
Drive.
It's only 30 feet.
Okay, it's just 30 feet.
So okay.
I thought
sorry.
I had it right the first time, but then you said you were 349.
Sorry about that, sir.
So he's got room on 30 feet. Okay.
The fence was up for a long time prior to this, to my knowledge of it not being in the incorrect setup.
Okay.
So I do apologize for that.
Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. Wortman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
So Mr. Rickards, the application is for a 2.5-foot variance required. That's a height requirement. Variance,
that's
right.
A height requirement, 30 feet back, and he wants to go up to what?
It's already in place. It is 6 foot.
Right.
6 foot.
Yeah. You want to go up 6 feet.
But as far as being from West Ocean Drive, he's okay.
Yeah, I'm inside my property, so including the county setback. Or the setback.
So for 27 feet, he wants a 2.5 foot there.
So he's on 27.5 feet of his
fence. Make sure I understand.
Yeah, I want to make sure he get that right, too, so the inspector when he gets it.
Okay, any further questions, Mr. Mills? Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One? Two? Okay. Do you wish to come up and speak, sir? Or just...
Fine.
He's in favor.
And I did have... I was there. Some of my neighbors told me they did send letters in.
I do have that.
Okay.
Need yeah. to appear first.
Sure, you need to have okay. and be sworn in.
You're going to talk?
Yes.
Name and address.
Glenn Dunsmore, 31101 West Ocean Drive, Dagsboro.
All right. Spell the last name.
D like in David, E-N-S like in Sam, M-O-R-E.
And do you swear a firm testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and not
yes.
the truth?
Okay.
I kind of like to say that the fence... does not look bad. The fence looks pretty good. And not only that, it's kind of like on a vacant lot. There's no houses on the east side. from lot 2 all the way to lot 8. So nobody's actually looking at that fence unless you drive by. So I really have no heartburn with it. I used to be president of the association, and I feel that when I ride by, I don't have to look in his backyard. And I would consider that, if it was my lot, I would consider it my backyard. So I have no, you know, I think it looks all right.
I'll wait, sir.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You have letters also?
Yes, I do, Mr. Chairman. I have a letter in favor. We are strongly opposed to having them remove our Auburn present fence. Jane Hatfield, lot 25, is that correct?
Or that would be the only other neighbor on the other side there. That,
okay. Okay.
That it wouldn't face the back, it faces the side of their house.
All right.
One other thing I'd like to say before we ask anything else, I guess. The lot that is in question with the fence on it has a well with a water easement in the center of that lot, so I cannot just build a house on it. So it's basically an empty piece of lot with a big well in the middle that I share with this gentleman here with the red sweater on.
Okay.
If you're approved, make sure that you tell the permit counter what's going on. So,
what's that? I'm sorry.
Tell the permit counter what's going on.
Sure thing.
If you're approved.
I will.
Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Okay, do you want to come forward and speak, please? Sure, you can sit right down front if you'd like. Okay, you need to come up there and be sworn in, please.
Names and addresses, gentlemen.
Willard Ventro, 31132 West Ocean Drive.
Thanks, Burrell. Sir?
Burt Miller, 31182 West Ocean Drive.
Okay, hold on. Both of you, put your hands on the Bible. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay, and you can give your letter to Mr. Rickard at that end. He'll mark it.
Okay, this is part of the record now, okay? And you can testify up there if you want to testify.
Well, one thing you need information group.
Okay, if you want to speak for him, then I can speak for him, okay? I can read it in the record now. May 1st, to whom it may concern, in the matter requested a variance for the said case, within a West Ocean Farms development, I, Frank and Jay Vella, owner of lots 3, 5, 6, 7, 9, 12, and 13 in the community of West Ocean Farms, do hereby give my power of attorney to vote on behalf in my absence of Mr. Burt Miller, treasurer of the Homeowners Association. Okay, and he is in opposition. That's Frank J. What's his name?
Vella. V-E-L-L-A.
V-I-L-L-A. Okay. You, sir? Okay, I have another one, the same reason, West Ocean Farms, from Mr. Robert Cadillac, the president of the Property Owners Association, correct?
Back in 06.
Okay, in 06. January 6, 06. And he knows.
Would you read that
to him, please? Okay. Dear Mr. Dietrich, this letter concerns a fence that has been placed around your property. We understand your need to protect your dogs with the fence. However, there is a need for that fence to conform to 30-foot setback off West Open Drive. The property owners and architectural committee request that you conform to the setback. So that's
okay.
This is a summary of the objection.
Okay. And let the record show that they do have a covenants and conditions that he had not conformed to.
Okay, thank you. Do you gentlemen have anything else different to add to what we've just heard?
Well, Mr. Vella's
lots, all the lots that he read off, they're directly across the street from where this fence is, okay? Mm-hmm. And Mr. Vella considers it an eyesore, and he wants it removed, or at least within the setbacks, okay. The county setbacks. We're not objecting to the height of the fence. We're objecting to the fact that the fence encloses the entire lot, mm-hmm. Okay?
Okay.
And you have a 30-foot setback. And we've appealed to the county on four different occasions for 3 solid years. And the county has not come out and done a thing about it.
Okay.
Mr. Rickard, can you read from Mr. Vella's letter again what lots it said he owned?
3, 5, 6, 7, 9, 12, and 13.
Okay. Thank you. So not 4?
No.
Which is directly behind this property?
That's correct.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, sir.
I've got lot 24. That's right behind, right next to the fence. And he's only 1 foot off my property line.
The fence is only 1 foot off your property line?
Right. Okay. And he's never maintained that fence. It's never been cleaned, never been painted. Nothing's been done to it.
And when did you discover that this is 1 foot off your property line, this fence? You just now find this out? Or?
Oh, no, it's known that for a long time.
And you have you filed a complaint about it before?
Yeah, I've been up to the office. We went to the county office.
Okay.
You went to the county office because the fence was 1 foot off your line?
Right.
He's allowed to be right on your line.
I didn't know that.
Did they tell you that?
And not only that, the well, I'm the other one person's on that well.
Okay.
And I should have... residents, I can go to that well. It says in the deed that I can go to that well anytime I want.
Well, who owns? Well, I can't get into that then. Okay.
Yeah.
That's not what we're here for, the well.
No.
Okay. I started to, but I can't go there. Okay.
Well, you understand that now. Anytime you build a fence, you can go right on the line. Most people put it 1 foot behind the line. Mm-hmm. Don't take any
chances.
That's all right. But he's allowed to be on your line.
Okay.
On the separating line.
I'm against the fence, too.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, hearing no other opposition,
you want to have a question? I can say to that?
I'll give you a
question for Mr. Dietrich. How do you maintain the grass on the 1 foot side of the fence?
I cut it and weed whack it. Sometimes Willie cuts it, but I do maintain the grass and area on that side. And it's not time to really paint it yet. I mean, it's still looking good.
So you can walk down a 1 foot space beside a 6 foot fence?
I have plenty of space. Yep. When I put the fence, installed the fence, he was actually cutting his grass that day. I went up to him and said, I'm putting a fence up. Do you mind? He said, no, you could put it right on the line. I said, well, I'm going to leave it back off the line. And then once the fence was up, then he didn't like it. Okay. But just so we know, the new rules of the neighborhood, I'm actually in process with a lawyer right now to verify that those rules aren't allowed to be changed or added to the homeowners association. So the new set of covenants, I feel, I don't know if you look at them, whatever, but I feel like we're in a process of trying to confirm that they're even real.
Just for the record, it's not the county's responsibility to enforce deed restrictions and covenants.
Cool. Okay.
Okay.
basically, as far as with Bob Kavak's letter, I go to the neighborhood meetings, and at the neighborhood meeting in 06, after receiving that letter, we had discussed the issue at the meeting, and I was told that the fence will stay, there won't be no more issues, and it will be grandfathered into further restrictions in the neighborhood. That was after I received that letter, which I thought was handled because I don't know if they keep a log of what's said at the meeting, but it was confirmed that the fence is fine.
Okay.
I have one question for you then. So you're telling me that the neighborhood is in the process of changing their covenants?
The neighborhood just did change their covenants this year. They updated them.
That's
and we're looking into the actual set of covenants from 1973 doesn't give them the right to change or add restrictions, which I have a lawyer right now, Mary Schreiber, is working on that case for me.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no other opposition, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we take case number 10,140 under advisement.
Okay. Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,140 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You may stay if you would like, or call the office first thing in the morning.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Case number